John Michaels. A perfect name for the next chapter in his book. Every John and Michael will consciously or unconsciously be drawn to the headline. The name itself will attract a sizable audience, and the story will grip them in the talons of fear, only to release them at the very end. Horror heaped on horror until at the end they're begging for release, begging for their lives back. He laughs to himself as he watches John exit the community college where he teaches anthropology. He took a class in anthropology once, and he remembers the heated debates with his teacher who tried to make him believe in this ridiculous theory of the Homo sapiens, that humanity was an intrinsically curious and intelligent species that evolved toward peace and prosperity with its many civilizations and achievements. Danny argued the opposite. He argued humans were intrinsic killers, killers that evolved to enslave, acquire, destroy, and eventually self-destruct. That the achievements and the civilizations were tools for blood, that the mask of civilization was a facade, a farce, an elaborate design to hide the true face of humanity, the bloody face of horror, as he often liked to call it. The bloody face of horror always found a way to break through the mask. Always. The more we contained and hid the truth, the stronger and more creative it got in breaking free, as if it had a life of its own, a need of its own. They were fun debates. His teacher cited the golden age of prosperity at the turn of the century, and Danny countered with World War I. His teacher talked about the advent of electricity, and Danny talked about the electric chair and the electrocution of an elephant at a festival. His teacher raved about tractors and the Green Revolution, and he raved about tanks and Agent Orange. His teacher pointed to the airplane and all the great opportunities flight brought humanity, and Danny pointed to the bombs. And that was the end of the argument. All that curiosity and inventiveness paid for in blood, and used to shed even more blood. His teacher called these extreme situations, abnormal situations, misuse of human ingenuity. But Danny wasn't convinced. Danny claimed there were more abnormal than normal situations in any given century, including the 20th century. Especially the 20th century. The 20th century saw great advances in knowledge and technology, but not wisdom. Never wisdom. Wisdom always came last, if it came at all. 10 years of blood for every day of peace. That's what his old man said almost every dawn when he'd drop a penny on his bed to check if it was made properly. Stern as steel, hard as a rock, crazy as a loon, but not wrong. Definitely not wrong.